Acts chapter 12, verse 11 and 12. Then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were anticipating." When this had dawned on him, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. You all know Simon Peter, don't you? But is this the same man? The Simon we knew was a fishing partner of James. This one is not, for James has been killed. And when Herod saw that the Jews were pleased that he had James killed, he decided to arrest Peter and do the same to him. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. The Simon we knew was prayed for by Jesus, the head of the church, that his faith might not fail. That was not long before Peter tried to save his own skin by denying that he even knew Jesus. Now Simon is being prayed for by the church. That might seem different at first, but the church is the body of Christ, and you can be sure they were praying in Jesus' name. The Simon we knew seemed quick to argue with the Master. Even on that night when they gathered to celebrate that last solemn Passover, and on the way to Gethsemane. But now the Lord's angel comes to him in the prison cell where he is chained between two soldiers, wakes him up, tells him to get up, get dressed, get his sandals on, put on his cloak, and follow. And Peter does all of this without any argument. The Simon Peter we knew was a leader. "I'm going fishing," he would announce, and the others would follow. But now he follows quietly. The Peter we knew was a practical man who packed a weapon along to Gethsemane and was ready to use it. But now he thinks he's dreaming. Perhaps he thinks the angel is taking him to Abraham's side in paradise. But suddenly he finds himself out in the street. Why is he so surprised? Did he not think the Lord would answer his prayers from prison? He surely did. That's why he could sleep on the night before his scheduled fatal trial. Once before he had slept in Gethsemane when Jesus had asked him to watch and pray. That was weakness. But this is strength, to trust God enough to sleep before his own execution. "I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." You see, when Peter prayed, he did not have to stay awake to see if God would do what Peter asked. He simply left the matter in God's gracious hands and went to sleep. And when he realized that the Lord had actually rescued him from prison, he went to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark. Many were there praying, no doubt for Peter. But they would not believe Rhoda when she said that Peter was at the door. What does that tell you about their praying? Like Peter, they were laying the matter before God, but they were not dictating the answer for him. Surely, they were praying that Peter would be kept strong in the faith unto the end, a ready witness for Jesus. When Paul was in prison, that's what he asked for, that the Ephesian Christians would pray for him, that he might fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. But the believers in Jerusalem did not know how the Lord would answer all their prayers for Peter. Perhaps it would be in the same way that he had answered their prayers for James. He did answer the prayers for James too, didn't he? He took him home to the fullness of joy forever. But Simon he released from the clutches of Herod and the Jews so that he could suffer further for the name of Jesus. And for those times of suffering, the Lord gave Peter the words to say, the strength to stand, and the peace which transcends understanding. Have you, on this day, taken something to the Lord in prayer? Then also leave it with Him today. You can do so with confidence, even if you do not see how He might answer your prayer. He that spared not His own Son for you will surely spare nothing else to deliver you, to help you, and finally to bring you to the fullness of joy. And if there is still suffering involved, you will not suffer alone. When you pass through the waters, He will be with you. So say the Scriptures, so says Peter. In his letter to God's elect strangers in the world, Simon says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. And the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To Him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Lord, take my hand and lead me upon life's way. Direct, protect, and feed me from day to day. Without your grace and favor, I go astray. So take my hand, O Savior, and lead the way."